This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, we don't care what part of the country he's in. He's our man in Vegas.
Wherever he is.
We've decided on that, and we're going to stick with it. And Joe Fortenbaugh joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo Tires, new tires for spring. You ought to get them at Aturo.com. Joseph, how are you, sir?
This is a curious decision, gentlemen. It's a very curious decision. I have long regarded you two to be one of the premier morning shows in the country. And that's not me blowing smoke. I know a lot of people would agree. I've always held 670 to score in very high regard as well. And yet here you are on a very big Friday bringing on a guest who was 0-10 with his picks last week. It's a very curious decision,
Joe,
to make. From a producing standpoint, from a radio standpoint, what are we doing?
That's
here,
why,
Joe?
Though, Joe, you own it. You are accountable.
I mean, hey, you know how hard it is to go 0-10? If you can do that again, we can go the other way and clean up.
Oh, wow.
Mully, surprise. It's actually not that hard to go 0-10. That wasn't my first time, okay?
Yeah, this week it'll be better.
God.
This weekend's going to be better, Joe. It's got a feeling.
You like to believe it. And you know what? This we can laugh. Because the important thing is, if you're managing the bankroll properly, you're going to go through times like this. You can laugh rather than panic. But for anyone who's hearing this while we're having a good time with it, remember, that's the key. So much of the focus comes on, you know, who are we picking? What's the angle? What's the edge? Just as much focus needs to be paid to bankroll management, all right? So always keep it within means. I know we like to have fun here,
right,
but let's make sure we're doing it smart so that we can laugh about these things rather than really dig ourselves a hole. See, that's what Joe Fortenbaugh does. He brings it all the way around. People helping people.
Joe, you are now an honorary Irishman, according to one texter. You're O. Fortenbaugh.
Oh, for yeah. Well, I mean, the great city of Chicago, it's like I would like to visit, but I feel like after what happened last week, I shouldn't set foot anywhere near the Midwest.
You're always welcome. You are definitely always welcome. So how are we seeing tonight unfold, Joe?
Hold on. As a favor to the whole city, I should pick the White Sox to lose every game. You guys will win the World Series.
Well, you couldn't have picked that one yesterday, I'm sure. That was I don't know if you're aware, Joe, but we had the Sox, the Cubs, and the Bulls all in the same day. City of winners.
Oh, my God. The giddy shot was awesome. And the Bulls have been very spunky here late in the season, which is nice to see as we get ready for the playoffs. But I don't want to run up against the clock here. I tend to ramble on, as my wife tells me, on a repeated basis. So to the business at hand, we'll look at some of the plays for tonight. You guys jump in and redirect me as you see fit. We'll open with Michigan State. We'll lay the 3.5 over Ole Miss. The key to this game comes down to two factors. Number one, rebounding. You're going to hear a lot about this today. Michigan State's one of the best rebounding teams in the country. Ole Miss is one of the worst rebounding teams in the country. Sparty's going to own the glass. Factor number two, Ole Miss has been red hot this tournament from the floor. 51% field goal shooting, 49% from deep. So there's a little bit of regression on the horizon for them. Now, on top, this is unbelievable. I'm trying to talk here on a radio show, and this studio starts blasting music. Can you believe such a thing would happen to me when I'm doing this? But back to the business at hand, that's going to be the issue for Ole Miss. They're going to get limited tonight. And on top of that, there's a bonus play here. We want to look at a prop. Michigan State forward Jackson Kohler over 6.5 rebounds. Because of Ole Miss's issues, combined with the fact that Kohler's averaging 7.5 rebounds per game this season, it's a great matchup and it's something he does regularly. We'll take Sparty minus the 3.5. We'll take Kohler over 6.5 rebounds. As we work our way down the list, I'm going to play Kentucky plus the 4.5 against Tennessee. Now, when people look at this game, they're going to say, all right, Kentucky's beaten Tennessee twice this season. They were a 10.5-point dog in one. They were a 3.5-point dog in one. Let's take them again because they're a 4.5-point dog. You can look at it like that. Remember, Kentucky was white hot in those two games. Some people believe the shooting will cool off in this one. The thing that stands out to me is that Tennessee has, I believe, 7 losses this season. All have come to teams that rank in the top 40% in pace. Teams that get out and run and play fast give Tennessee problems. Now, you might say Alabama ranks 1 in pace and Tennessee beat Alabama. They did, but they didn't cover the spread. So I'm looking at Kentucky there. I think stylistically it's a bad matchup for Tennessee. I'll take the points with Michigan, 8.5, 9, against Auburn. I'm a little queasy here. Auburn's 3-7 against the number in their last 10 games. The market's been overvaluing them for about a month. But the thing is, part of me feels like they're due for an explosion, and part of me feels like the bottom's going to drop out on Michigan at some point. However, given how well Michigan's coached, the amount of points they're getting and the defense they play, I'm willing to roll the dice here. Smaller bet on Michigan. And then finally, the Houston-Purdue game, that's a first half under at 61.5. Two very slow tempos, great Houston defense. I'm looking at the full game under, but there's always shenanigans late in these games with all the fouling. You can get 15 points in the final minute, which will drive you nuts if you have an under.
Right.
First half under, they can dribble the ball out. So that's going to be the play there. So quick recap, Michigan State minus the points. Jackson Kohler over 6.5 rebounds. Kentucky plus 4.5. Michigan plus 9. First half under 61.5. Houston and Purdue.
That's great stuff, Joe. You are the best. I appreciate it. And
we'll see about that. We'll see about how great that stuff is.
No, I mean, all you can do is present the information, and people have decisions to make.
Yeah, people can make their own choices.
Right.
You're just giving them an informed basis on which to choose.
And I happen to have most of the teams you mentioned. So,
yeah,
I'm really like,
yeah. So you're just in full panic mode right now.
Oh, Tom, it just makes me feel bad.
Misery loves company,
that's
Joe.
That's it. Well, you can't blame me. So listen, we did.
What are we doing about the draft? I would love to know what the Bears are going to do because there are some props that are starting to float around. And I need to know what the hell's going on in Chicago.
Are we thinking
running back?
Still think tackle.
Yeah.
I think the running back is probably a value bet because it might still be remote as a possibility. You don't know how much Ben Johnson's in love with the running back.
Yes.
Sleeper pick, maybe Tyler Warren if he's there. I don't think he drops to 10, though.
That's Penn State right there, baby.
Yeah. I know. I know who I'm talking
guy.
To, Joe.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
But
all right.
I think
it looks like we're getting everything squared away in Chicago. Everyone's back. It feels like everybody's back.
Well, they're all back.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. The idea that the White Sox won an opener for the first time since 2014.
It's the first time they've been above 500 since 2023.
Oh, my gosh.
Opening day.
It's incredible.
This has got to be like, Mully sees that happen and probably is thinking to himself, you know what? this is probably a sign I should hang it up. I got to retire. This is enough.
How did I have them with 47 wins, and they won the opener. So all of a sudden, maybe I was a little too negative as a Sox fan.
We're drunk with success here, Joe.
That's it.
They did take some over money. See, you'll have these decisions. Like when the Dodgers open up at 105.5 for their win total, most people see it and say, oh, my God, the Dodgers are going to be awesome. Most bettors look at that and go, my God, that number's way too high. You need so many things to go right to win 106 games. I don't think people figure that in. Now, on the flip side, the White Sox actually took over money because, again, you set a prop that low. You need so many things to go wrong in order to cash that under. But, like the White Sox showed us last year, they had no problem watching all of those things go wrong. So this year, that number was so suppressed, there were some sharp guys that jumped on that Sox over, as shocking as it may sound. And now, look at them. That 162-0 is literally on the table in Chicago.
Great stuff, Joe.
You're the best, Joe. Have great talking to you, buddy.
Love you, fellas. Love you, Chicago. Go Bears.
He's the best. That's Joe Fortin. I love that he comes on.
Owns it.
He knows it. He knows what happened.
Yep.
So much fun. And we get tons of texts about it because everyone knows.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.